In my research, I'm asking the question, why?
In getting from point A to point B here,
how should we understand what quantum theory is telling us?
It's infinity and all its dual points.
Cosmological clusters.
Try and breach the region.
Symmetry, supersymmetry.
If you thought of it,
I was strolling on the moon one day in a merry, merry month of December. May.
When humans casually skipped along the lunar surface, you'd think we knew it all. What's around us and how everything works. Even the moon samples turned out to be not much different than rocks here on Earth, composed of elements on the periodic table. Remember the periodic table from science class? All those symbols representing all the elements around us, metals, carbons, gases, and more. Well, the complete periodic table describes just 4% of the known universe. That leaves so much more we don't know about matter, energy, and perhaps new dimensions twisting and turning inside out.
But now as we move along, they converge.
Even today, there are forces of nature we don't fully understand at a fundamental level. Consider light. Why can't anything in the universe travel faster than the speed of a wave or particles of light? And what is gravity, and how does it really work? These are questions for bright minds known as theoretical physicists, scientists who contemplate the mysterious forces of nature and advance our understanding. Galileo did, and discovered that everything falls to Earth with the same acceleration. Isaac Newton built on that and determined there is a universal force of attraction among bodies throughout the entire cosmos. And Albert Einstein, one of our most celebrated thinkers, explained that gravity is not a force at all, but a warping in the geometry of space and time. Extending theories like this can be transformative. When Maxwell discovered a unified theory of electricity and magnetism, a new understanding emerged. Marconi applied that understanding to send the first wireless message between continents, launching the communications age and revolutionizing our lives with radio, television, cell phones, and the internet.
How should we understand what quantum theory is telling us about the world?
Now human beings are asking even deeper questions like, what's inside a black hole? Are the atoms we're made of really entangled with other matter across the universe? Helping propel the search for answers is Mike Lazaridis, the founder and co-CEO of Research in Motion. Along with dynamic partners in the private and public sectors, he is securing the future of foundational research because understanding drives innovation. That vision attracted researchers to Perimeter's first home, with the freedom to collaborate and engage in lively debate.
Infinity. There must be various facts about harmonic analysis.
Working together, or in complete solitude, scientists take their minds to strange new places. Like the ultra-microscopic world of atoms, where a single particle appears to be in two places at the same time, opening an infinitesimally tiny world of quantum ideas. And deeper still, 20 powers of 10 smaller than the nucleus, to quite possibly the very essence of everything. Strings or loops of electric flux, likely in strange dimensions, and perhaps vibrating in some kind of harmony with each other. And with all of space, time, and matter across the entire universe. Understanding everything, from the incredibly small to the infinite cosmos, is the bold mission of Perimeter Institute. Rising on the shore of Silver Lake, the award-winning Perimeter Institute, forged from steel, cement, and glass. A landmark to be sure, but more importantly, an ideal research environment for a growing cluster of international scientists who contemplate, calculate, contribute new ideas, and share their wisdom with others.
what Einstein told us quantitatively, because that is, of course...
Perimeter's outreach activities stimulate young minds across the country, while other students and teachers travel to Waterloo from around the world to take part in special science camps. Learn cutting-edge theory from experts. Follow ideas through to experiment and leave inspired.
This, 60 times more powerful than this.
For the general public, themed events are specifically tailored for all age groups. Exhibits, experiments, and programming share the transformative value of research and the joy of discovery. Activities include popular monthly lectures, where people gather to learn from perimeter scientists and special guests. Bizarre and abstract ideas are explained, personal stories shared, and questions answered.
Every elementary particle carries with it bits of information.
The talks reach even wider audiences on television and through the Institute's growing website. All this from an award-winning center of inquiry dedicated to scientific research and educational outreach. A community of scholars investigating the world around us, adding to our collective understanding, sharing their insights with others, and building upon humanity's foundation of knowledge for generations to come. Perimeter Institute for Theoretical Physics. A new window on the mysteries of nature.
Good afternoon, or is it evening? We'll call it afternoon, and welcome. My name is John Dell'Andrea. I have the privilege to serve as counsel to the Perimeter Institute. It's my pleasure to welcome you here today for what is a very special occasion. I'd like to recognize our friends from BMO Financial Group, our president and CEO, Bill Down, who's sitting in the middle, BMO's chair of the board, David Galloway, who is in the front row, BMO's deputy chairman, Kevin Lynch, who we also have the privilege to have as a member of the board of Perimeter, much to our benefit, and members of BMO's senior management team and board of directors, and many special guests of BMO Financial Group. And I would be remiss if I did not mention notably Nada Ristich, who is a force for extraordinary good. Her chairman said if she ever becomes a force for extraordinary evil, we're all in trouble. So we'll take you, Nada, as the force for good. So Bill, while we're thrilled to have you here, we are actually equally thrilled to have your mother, Kay, with us today. Seated in the front row, she's no stranger to Perimeter, has been an attendee at a variety of our events. So Mrs. Down, we are delighted and proud that you're with us tonight. Thank you, Bruce. She told me not to put her on the spot, but I don't follow instructions terribly well. We have a variety of senior colleagues from within government here. The Honorable Glenn Murray is en route. There he is. You made it. The last thing I heard is you were stuck in traffic on Highway 7. So welcome. The Honorable John Molloy also here. And we're very pleased to have you here. Elizabeth Whitmer, who is represented Canada's Minister of Finance. The Honorable Jim Flaherty will hear from Elizabeth in due course. I could spend the rest of the night identifying all of the distinguished people who are here, but we won't do that. Our regional chair, Ken Sealing, is here. The mayor of Kitchener, Carl Zaire, is here. City councillors are here, the presidents of both of our universities, from University of Waterloo and Wilfrid Laurier, are here, and perhaps equally important, the scientists and the staff from here at Perimeter Institute, and to all of those we're on the web as, as well. Thank you all for joining us. Here's the program. This will not be a long program, but an important program. We will start with an introduction from Mike Lazaridis, chair of the board and the founder of Perimeter, followed by a very, very exciting announcement from Bill Down, CEO of BMO Financial, a response from PI's director, Neil Turek, remarks from the Honorable Glenn Murray and Elizabeth Whitner, and our public partners from the Government of Ontario and Canada. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the founder and chair of Perimeter Institute, Mike Lazaridis.
Thank you, John. Well, it's such a pleasure to see so many familiar faces in the audience. I want to welcome all of you here. I want to particularly welcome Bill Down and our esteemed guests from BMO Financial. I want to thank Ministers Murray and Malloy for attending today, and MPP Elizabeth Whitmer, Chair Sealing, Mayor Holleran, and Zaire, and all of you have come today to participate in this amazing announcement. I'm so pleased to welcome all of you to this important occasion. You know, in the mid-1600s, a young man named Isaac Newton discovered the laws of mechanics and gravitation. His discoveries heralded the age of science and laid the basis for mechanics, engineering, space travel, and even our understanding of the universe. Newton was the founder of theoretical physics, a field which has been astonishingly successful in helping us to understand the universe at its most basic level. Now, since Newton, the field has developed continuously with new information and questions and ever more complete theories emerging. What we're doing here at PI is trying to live up to this remarkable tradition. Because discoveries in basic physics pave the way for new insights and technologies that can change the way we live, travel, communicate, produce our food, heat our homes, and much more. I started Perimeter Institute 10 years ago because of my belief in the fundamental importance of basic research to our society's progress. PI's purpose is to foster breakthroughs in our understanding of the universe. The nature of the research at PI is ongoing. It's long-term, and so it requires the investment of many public and private partners. Over the past decade, I've been humbled by the support and endorsement of our many individual, government, and corporate partners. Thanks to their investment and yours, Perimeter Institute is recognized around the world as a center of excellence in fundamental physics and research. Isaac Newton said, "If I've seen further than others, it is by standing upon the shoulders of giants." In that same spirit, PI is dedicated to advancing basic science by standing among many public and private partners who make this research possible. Tonight, we are here to share some very special news and welcome a new partner, the BMO Financial Group. It gives me great pleasure to introduce the President and CEO of BMO Financial Group, Bill Down.
Thank you very much, Michael, and good evening, everyone. Minister Malloy, Minister Murray, Ms. Whitmer, Chair Sealing, and your worships, you all do us a great honor by being here this evening. And I'm very pleased that so many of our clients from the region, particularly here in the Technology Triangle, have been able to join us as well. We're glad that we're able to share this evening with you, and it is a very special one. It's going to be particularly special, I hope, once these formalities are concluded, because you're going to have an opportunity to go behind closed doors at the Institute, and that is a rare privilege. I want to thank Mike and the Perimeter team for allowing us all to get this special access and insight into the important research that's being done here I'm looking forward to it as well. Before I go any further, I want to single out a few members of the BMO team who are with us this evening. Mike introduced the chairman of our board of directors, David Galloway, and also I'd like to acknowledge Bob Astley, who is chair of the board's Human Resources Committee and, of course, is well known to many of you here in the KW community for his and his family's contribution and support to so many innovative projects in the region. I also want to acknowledge our local management team for whom the Perimeter Institute and this opportunity to be here this evening means so much. Susan Brown, who heads up Personal and Commercial Banking, and Jack Demmel, who is the head of BMO Harris Private Banking, and Mike Phippen, who is the head of BMO Nesbitt Burns here in the region. And as well, a couple of members of our management committee who, like the leaders of Perimeter, take a special interest in technology and research, in education and in the research and in the recruitment of great talent. Our head of human resources, Rose Patton, and our chief technology officer, Jean-Michel Arez. And as John acknowledged, BMO's deputy chair, Kevin Lynch, who we're delighted is a member of the board here at Perimeter. Well, as Michael said, tonight we have the opportunity to celebrate something that many of us don't think about every day, at least not directly, but it's something that is critically important to our country, to our competitiveness, to the strength of our economy, to our productivity, and a major element in great public policy. Canadian thought leadership is something that we sometimes under-celebrate, and we're here tonight to help put that right in a small way, to celebrate science, Canadian science, and the possibilities that will fire the imagination of the next generation of scientists. The opportunity to pay a visit to the Perimeter Institute is something that, for me, is irresistible, and it's difficult not to be amazed by the theoretical research that's going on here, or the implications. And while it's not always easy to understand what the researchers are doing, in fact, I think there's only a handful of people on the planet who are working at the theoretical level of the studies that are taking place here. What is easy to understand is the importance of what's being studied and the link between these theoretical questions and the implications for all of us when they ultimately find answers. This institution is like nowhere else, and that's because of Mike Lazaridis' vision. Scientists here push the boundaries of our current understanding of the physical laws every day in ways that can change our world, because within this perimeter there are no boundaries and thinking isn't confined to commercial applications. So today, it's particularly satisfying to be here because, as Mike said, we have some important news to celebrate. I wish it was a surprise, but in the era of modern media, I think it might have leaked out. At BMO Financial Group, we believe so strongly in the work that's happening here at this prestigious institute. We are going to invest in it, and we hope contribute to Perimeter's and Canada's success. And with that, it gives me great pleasure to formally announce that we'll be investing $4 million to establish the BMO Financial Group Isaac Newton Chair in Theoretical Physics at the Perimeter Institute. You may have already read that this represents the largest gift ever made to BMO to support science, and that underlines how important we think this work is to Canada and to the world. This institute is ambitious. Its thirst for new knowledge places it at the very frontier of discovery, and while BMO operates in the practical world of banking and investment, we see ourselves as innovators as well and are proud to play a small part in the extraordinary endeavor that's being undertaken here. The Isaac Newton Chair is one of five the Institute will set up. The others, like this one, will be named for scientists whose insights have literally defined the domain of modern physics. The Perimeter Institute is already a global leader in basic research, and there's no question that these chairs will serve as a magnet for talent, bringing the best physicists in the world to Canada. And we couldn't be more proud of this association, and we hope that innovation in Canada will be enhanced as a consequence. And we're confident that our gift will encourage other private sector donors to fund chairs as well. And whether the idea is quantum computing or teleportation, there's a good chance that someone associated with Michael Lazaridis, the Perimeter Institute, and its director, Neil Turek, is going to come up with it. On behalf of BMO's 38,000 employees and 10 million customers, I want to conclude by saluting Mike Lazaridis for all he's done to fulfill this vision, a far-sighted vision to create Perimeter and expand our understanding of the universe, and congratulations to you. We're looking forward to be a part of this game-changing quest.
Thank you, Bill. This is an extraordinary gift. I'm thrilled to accept this. You said before, and I just want to make sure that everyone understands, this is the single largest donation that PI has ever received from a corporation. This is a great sign of things to come. It's going to give us the. By being a corporate sponsor, by having BMO Financial supporting this in such a public way, it's bringing this stature and prestige that's necessary for us to attract the very best physicists to represent this chair here. And so we're going to take that $4 million that you've provided, we're going to add $4 million, match $4 million to that from our endowment, and this is going to become one of these very important tools for us for brain gain in Canada to really attract and go out and recruit the very best. And thank you very much for your support. You know, PI is determined to build an exceptional research community. The BMO Financial Group Isaac Newton Chair in Theoretical Physics at Perimeter Institute represents the first of five research chairs, as you've heard, to be named after scientists whose insights define modern physics. Isaac Newton, James Clerk Maxwell, Albert Einstein, Niels Bohr, and Paul Dirac. Individually and collectively, these chairs will accelerate the pace of research and fundamental physics research globally and in Canada, with the aim of fostering new breakthroughs. The chairs will also enhance the reputation and effectiveness of Perimeter Institute and Ontario, Canada's global leaders in research excellence. This will strengthen our international competitiveness in attracting the best and brightest scientific minds. With this landmark gift, BMO Financial Group has demonstrated its commitment to investing in innovation. One of the challenges of innovation is that it doesn't just happen. Ideas have to be fostered and nurtured. Today, we're seeing the benefit of new ideas that were hatched many years ago. Lasers, for example, arose from Einstein's ideas on the quantum emission and absorption of light over 100 years ago. The World Wide Web is another outstanding example of how research in particle physics has changed the world in a totally unforeseen way. Thanks to the support of BMO, we can continue to invest in the scientific research that one day may transform lives once again. BMO Financial Group's extraordinary donation marks the beginning of a new decade for PI and truly propels our work to the next level. On behalf of PI's Board of Directors, we thank you for your commitment and generosity. Now, Bill, I'd like you to join me for a second. I have a special gift for you. Sure. Bill, in honor of BMO's investment in the Isaac Newton Chair, this gift is an exact replica of the reflecting telescope used by Isaac Newton when he presented to the Royal Society in 1671.
Fabulous.
Believe it or not, it works.
Well, we'll be proud to display this in a prominent place in our headquarters. Thank you very much.
Now, with more about this chair, please welcome the Executive Director of PI, Neil Turek.
Thank you, Mike, and a huge thank you to BMO and to Bill. Thank you for your incredible gift to Pi and to science. It's my enormous privilege to work for all of you as director of this very unusual institute, which is a public-private partnership in the cause of pure science. We're honored to have many public representatives with us today, including Ministers Milloy and Murray. Thank you for joining us. What can I say about the incomparable Isaac Newton? He came out of nowhere and solved riddles which had eluded the ancient Greeks. He invented entirely new mathematics, calculus, and used it to create the new sciences of mechanics, gravitation, optics, fluids. His equations were far more powerful than even he knew. For example, had he dared, he could have used them to describe the expansion of the universe and the formation of galaxies and stars with reasonable accuracy. And who was Newton? John Maynard Keynes, the famous economist who bought many of Newton's manuscripts, original manuscripts, said that Newton was not the first scientist, but rather the last magician. In his rooms on E4 staircase at Trinity College, Cambridge, shown here, he famously spent more time on alchemy than he did on physics. But there's no puzzle in this. One definition of theoretical physics is simply this: it is magic which works. The world works according to mathematical rules. With persistence, we can discover them, and we can use them to create phenomena which are truly magical. Newton marked the transition from magic based on superstition to scientific magic, which transcends us all and which will be key to our future. One of the most moving experiences of my own career was to examine Newton's private library, a small collection still held in Trinity College. You have to know a fellow to have access to this collection. It's not publicly available. It includes Galileo's manuscripts with Newton's comments scribbled in the margins. And Newton and his peers were the beginning of the modern scientific community. Like us, they worked in institutions which gave them the support they needed to pursue their research. Newton held the Lucasian chair at Cambridge, a position later occupied by Paul Dirac and Stephen Hawking. Rather amazingly, in view of Newton's absolute preeminence in modern science and the impact of his work, this chair, funded by BMO, will, as far as I'm aware, be the first chair to be named for Newton worldwide. And who will occupy it? That's the $64,000 question. I cannot say now, but I can assure you we will use it to bring one of the world's finest theoretical physicists here. Bill, I make to you and to BMO this commitment. We will ensure this investment is one of the most impactful you have ever made. We're assembling a remarkable team of scientists here at PI. Today's announcement shows that you believe in us and in the work we do. On behalf of us all the researchers here, let me thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you, Neil. One of the distinguishing features of Perimeter is this unique partnership that exists between the private sector, as evidenced tonight by this spectacular announcement, and the support of the governments of Ontario and of Canada. And we are very pleased to have the Honorable Glenn Murray, Minister of Research and Innovation, with us tonight. And Minister, we'd be delighted if you would come to the podium.
Thanks very, very much. Maybe Newton wasn't wrong about alchemy, because tonight he and a great Canadian banker created $4 million worth of gold out of seemingly nothing. I don't know. alchemy should not be lost on either all of us. First of all, to Bill Down, President of the Bank of Montreal. Thank you so much on behalf of the Government of Ontario. This is the kind of corporate leadership that that those of us in elected office dream of. We have made a commitment now since 2003, largely because of the hard work of my friend John Molloy, of over $76 million to the Perimeter Institute. And I have to tell you, and I think John and Elizabeth both, who have cherished this organization, would tell you that this kind of corporate leadership enables us in the public sector to extend our contributions because it gives not just money, but it gives the buy-in and credibility of business leadership. And I want to thank you for that. I also can't tell you how thrilled I am to see bankers from Toronto and Montreal working with the ICT and innovation and physicists from Kitchener-Waterloo. If we remember, if you reach into your wallet and get your BMO banking card, which I'm sure you all have or are about to run out and get if you haven't yet, in there, it was about 20 years ago that Canadian banks and ICT professionals created interbranch banking, and they created ATMs. And that the relationship between information technology and Canadian banking has positioned both as global leaders. Oh, between BlackBerry and Perimeter and our great banks, now five Canadian banks represent five out of the 10 largest banks in North America, which is phenomenal. The partnerships for ICT and modernizing technology and productivity in banking and in government is extraordinary. And the more that we explore these relationships, the faster we will get ahead of the world, because it is our ability to improve productivity and innovation in both the private and public sector, and we rely largely on these foundational and great Ontario-based companies to do that. I want to thank Michael and Neil and the people at the Perimeter Institute for making us proud. For in 10 years, this organization emerging not as one of the best, but as the best in the world. And you have the continued commitment from our government to work with you to find new strategic partnerships to continue to advance groundbreaking and world-renowned science that makes Canadians across this country and around the world tremendously proud. Again, John Molloy, who I get to take a lot of credit for all of his hard work over the many years. This organization and the city have had a few fast friends as John. He and Leanna Pendergast are constantly sitting beside me in the house, convincing me that there's yet another few million that we can find in the budget for the folks in Kitchener-Waterloo. I also want to thank Elizabeth Whitmer, who has been a fast friend and a great advocate for this institute, and for Jim, for our friend Jim Flaherty as well. The federal government have been abiding partners with us in many things that we've had common cause on, and we're very appreciative of the federal government's continuing interest in this and contributions to it. Elizabeth, thank you for your support as well. Mike and our friends, God bless. Keep you all safe. Thank you so much.
Minister, thank you very, very much for that, and we look forward to your government's continuing support of this great place. I had the great privilege of serving as Vice President of the University of Waterloo back when I was a child in the 80s, and one of my heroes, one of my heroes was Elizabeth Whitmer, and she is here tonight to represent Jim Flaherty, Canada's Minister of Finance. So, Elizabeth, this is just a great pleasure to welcome you, please.
Well, thank you very much, John, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's really a pleasure for me to be here, first of all, in my role as the MPP for Kitchener-Waterloo, and to express certainly our appreciation to you, Bill, on this very extraordinary gift, and also congratulations to you, Mike. I've seen this from the day it was just a vision for you, and it's rather appropriate that I be here today on behalf of the Honorable Jim Flaherty, the federal minister, because, of course, this was going to be a private-public partnership, and my role was to go and ask my partners in the provincial government, and of course Jim Flaherty had a key role, and he has, I will tell you, continued to be a very, very strong supporter. He was here, of course, in the summer when Stephen was here, and I know, Neil, that he's very impressed with all that you've done. So today is a great day, and I'm pleased to be here on behalf of Jim Flaherty. I'm pleased to be here with John and Glenn as well. I think the truth be told, I think everybody is a very strong supporter of Perimeter, and I think we've all tried to work together to make sure that this institution continues to be front and center on the world stage. So, this is Jim. I should also add, Peter Braid wanted to be here, and he sends his congratulations as well. Perimeter Institute is grounded upon a successful public-private partnership which shares the opportunities, benefits, and responsibility for long-term investment in fundamental research, the type of research that can produce conceptual breakthroughs to better understand our world and lead to the ideas and technologies that will shape our future. Today, and on behalf of the Government of Canada, I am very pleased to welcome BMO Financial Group to the partnership that makes PI possible. This visionary investment through the Expanding the Perimeter Advancement Campaign will not only help PI continue to attract the world's top physicists, but will signal the growing importance that all sectors, public and private, place upon the need for innovative scientific research, training, and outreach activities. Like all the partners, I see PI as a strategic asset for Canada, a globally unique research community of unprecedented strength, a leader in the most ambitious and high potential payoff research, a magnet for top scientific talent globally, an unparalleled research training ground for next generation scientists, and an innovative outreach organization that is inspiring our youth to math and science all across the country. So today, I wish my congratulations to all involved in this wonderful occasion and my heartiest welcome to BMO Financial Group in joining this important enterprise. That was on behalf of the Honorable Jim Flaherty. Congratulations.
Elizabeth, thank you very much for your kind words. It falls to me to bring the formalities to a close. It's been a privilege to have all of you who are here physically today and those of you who are watching this online. This wonderful day, Bill, to you and your colleagues at BMO Financial, this is a seminal moment for Perimeter. It's a seminal moment. To have a contribution of this magnitude with this kind of vision is going to give us the courage to move forward and build on that. So thank you, Nada. Thank you for your work. Kevin, thank you for yours. I could go around the room and thank everybody, but I'll stop. So this is just a wonderful day. For those of you who would like a brief tour of the Institute, I think Debbie, the meeting is sort of under the stairs out there. If anyone would like, and if any members of the media would like a tour as well, we move now to a reception in the foyer. So again, Bill, through you to all your colleagues, thank you to all of you for being here. Thank you, ministers. Thank you for being here. Elizabeth, thank you. And this now brings us to a close, Chairman. Thank you.